Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 82 of Ninjas and Super Spies. This page is honestly a little bit boring. It's mostly descriptions of what we're going to see in the future and the descriptions of these forms. So like stance, this is stance. Costume, this is what the people wear. A little bit dull and unnecessary, but nothing really worthy of podcasting. So I'm going to cheat slightly and go for something that it's introduced on the previous page, but the relevant passage doesn't end until the top of this one. So I think it's fair game. And it's something that definitely deserves comment because it is a severely poor design decision. This comes under the entrance requirements category, and I quote, "The character's unmodified original attributes must match the form's minimum attributes in order for the character to choose that form. Even to get a secondary form, the character's originally rolled stats must meet the minimum, not the attributes, after they've been improved by the primary form's bonuses." So what this means is that hard work will avail you nothing in the hard scrabble world of advanced kung fu. It is completely about your natural gifts, because around the world and across the spectrum of alignment through the many, many martial arts styles that exist, senseis do not believe in coaching. If you did not meet their standards for physical potential right out of the womb, you're out of luck. It's a hard pass on you. You can go study one of those no standards kung fu styles for betas. They're not going to mess with you. And it's not just that they don't want to coach you. They're not even cool with someone else coaching you. Here's a concrete example of this. For prerequisites, let's go to our old friend's Snake Style. You'll recall that Snake Style is the style that is run by a cabal of shadowy masters who have certain entrance requirements. They require you to be extremely evil, for example. Presumably there's some sort of test, some sort of like little bubbles you have to fill in about under what circumstances would you kill the puppy? And then like, you just sit there and like stroke your goatee and like D, all of the above. And then they all nodded at approving like, yes, he seems like a good prospect. But there are other requirements as well. And some of them are physical. It demands that you have a certain physical prowess score. The requirement is actually really low, like 7, which is clumsy as shit. That is well below the bottom 15th percentile, probably more like the bottom 13th percentile of agility in regular people, let alone martial artists. So if you've got a physical prowess of 7, you're extremely clumsy, like romantic comedy clumsy. But despite that, they can work with you. But if it's 6, no way. So okay, let's say you've had the misfortune, just genetically, to have a modest PP. Like let's say 5. Like that's not tiny, that's below average. So now you run into the sexy snake kung fu lady you've seen around. You know with a PP like that, like 5, she's not going to be interested in you. So you decide to compensate by becoming kind of a jock. You take the physical skill program. So you take acrobatics, that's like plus 1d4. Gymnastics, that's another 1d4. Your PP is growing. You're looking down at that character sheet. You're thinking, this is almost too much PP. Surely this is going to be enough. No. You go to this sexy snake lady, probably called something like the Black Garter, and she's like, no way. No amount of sports, no amount of self-improvement you can do can possibly change the fact that genetically, I know that PP is only 5. You're like, shit, she knows my secret. So she's not going to train you. So, okay, you go take a different form, a totally different, you go find a more accommodating sensei. You go study Tai Chi. You learned about these ancient Asian secrets to enlarge your PP, probably on the internet. You're like, fuck yes, let's do this. And it works. So you're now at 11, which is 4 better than what they're asking for over there. Better than the average person now. You've gone from, you know, clumsy as Ally McBeal to like, you can dance unembarrassingly at a wedding. And you know Black Garter's been messing around with a bunch of scrubs with 7, so wait till she gets a load of you. Nothing doing. There is nothing you can do. Despite the fact that this game is full of options for you to pump up that PP, none of it will ever, like, this inadequate PP you were born with is going to be just like a tiny little albatross just dangling off you your whole life. You will never learn Snake Style. Not only is it kind of silly that senseis somehow magically know what your original stats were, but it's also extremely bad design. This is 3d6 down the line. This is, you're rolling your character's fate as you go. You have no choices to make when it comes to rolling stats. And despite all the options this game gives you to alter them, to improve them later and make the character you want to make, which is kind of cool, none of them matter when it comes to style, which is one of the primary things. So I would say most players don't want to play an evil kung fu guy with a snake theme who is part of a secret global cabal of masterminds who all know the death touch. But once in a while, you're going to get that player. And this game is there for them. This game supports this. But you have to roll everything exactly right off the bat before you've made any choices to be able to choose this option. And if you don't, then it is foreclosed to you forever. Despite the fact that you know there are snake guys running around, still as clumsy as Ally McBeal, getting by somehow. Because it doesn't matter what your agility ends up being, it matters what it started as. It is a totally unnecessary limiter on your character's potential, on your player choices, and it is the dumbest thing on this page. Join me next time when we come to our first actual martial art form, kind of, on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.